Alaska is one of 12 states that does not provide matching funds from the state towards the school nutrition program. So the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program does a reimbursement. I believe 2 years ago, the reimbursement was $34 million. Last year, they reported that the reimbursement was $50 million. Parents were able to provide $29 million, and there is a $1.9 million gap. The bill asked for the state government to front that $1.9 million to the schools, and the reimbursements will pay for that. With, as far as I know, and you'd have to get Willikowski's office to give you the exact numbers, but as far as I know, the first year, according to the budget office, it should bring to the state a profit of $229,000 with a five-year projection of $315,000, which means it takes care of a Democratic value of a social ill and a Republican value of being fiscally sound, which means from those of us who are in the community, it looks like, feels like, sounds like a perfect bill, and no one understands why the legislators are choosing not to schedule this bill and put it before the House floor.
And I guess there's also some research out there that contends that when a child, especially if they are in an environment in which they do not get a breakfast or a lunch at home, their ability to learn and retain what they learn is much better. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That research goes back to 1784 with Count Rumsford or Benjamin Thompson. He used to do kitchens. And we kicked him out of our country because he was here and he was an American inventor. We kicked him out because he was a British loyalist. You can go back to 1904 with Robert Hunter and his book Poverty, where he clearly articulates that it is a waste of educational dollars for us to send children to school with, at that time they called it thin blood, or malnourished, who cannot absorb the education that we're trying to give them. Again, this came up in the Great Depression when we had people who were, they said it was a matter of national security, which is how all these food programs got started. They attempted to come and respond to the draft to World War II, but they were so malnourished that they couldn't get through basic training. In 1968, CBS did a huge program in which Dr. King and Bobby Kennedy got involved in order to promote the malnourishment that was going on in America. On August 24th, 2011, ABC did an entire day where every hour on the hour they tried to communicate to the American public that children were going hungry. They started off with a two-year-old who had been hungry every day of his life to the point where his brain and his organs were not developing, and he was from Boston, Massachusetts. The United Nations estimates that 66 million children are hungry in the world. If 19.5 million of them are in America, ain't that one out of three? I'm lost. I mean, there's so much data on this that it is a no-brainer, as most mothers tell me. The governor has put forth a budget that's $6.4 billion. We can't find $2 million to help out school districts, especially since they're in town talking to the legislators and telling them what their fiscal notes are and what they need money for. If we're not investing into our children, what kind of world are we going to be able to enjoy when we're older? If they don't have the nutrition for their brain spurts.
Have you detected any sort of movement, or have you?
There's fear. I'm just going to get right down to the point of it. There is fear. There is fear among the nonprofits, and they're choosing not to stand up. There's fear among legislators, and they're choosing not to stand up. They talk about the leadership of the House Finance Committee being powerful. I don't understand that, since all power in the legislature is derived from the people of the state of Alaska. Otherwise, the Constitution that Vic Fisher signed and gave to me, because I'm a little boy from Fairview, and he spent 20 years in Fairview, is a lie. So either we're standing on that Constitution and the power that they are using comes from the people, and we are saying that it is wrong for you not to feed our children, period.
This month, and in the halls of the Capitol, Have you had any success with anybody there?
I've started going around having very cordial conversations. You can check the blog, By 2015 America. I give a report of what I did yesterday. I do believe in having very civil conversations with persons and remaining at the table no matter how hot the table gets. I would love to have a conversation with any of the leaders of the House Finance Committee who are open to having said conversation. At the present moment, for at least a year that I know of, there has been a media blackout as well as a refusal from the leadership of the House Finance Committee to speak to anyone concerning a school meals bill.